Good evening, everybody. We had no idea how many people to expect. I know that there's a lot of people who are concerned about what's going on in our neighborhood and the neighborhoods around here. And we were really pleased that mostly through Larry Nelson's efforts, we were able to get the police department to come and talk to us about what they see as the issues and give us a chance to talk to them about what we see as the issues. And there are a number of note cards back there. I have one question already. Oh, my name is Rob Stroud, by the way, and I live over on Woodcomb Drive. And I got a big dog, so don't break in. If you have a question for the officers, if you could put it in writing, then I will read the question so everybody can hear it. The officers will address it. And then if you have a follow-up question, just raise your hand. You can stand up and talk loud enough so everybody can hear the question, or else I'll repeat the question so everybody can hear it. But we'd like to start by letting our two officers introduce themselves and give us a little background, okay, about where they see the neighborhood right now and what issues they're facing. So, whoever wants to go first.
I'll roll things off. Good evening. Thanks, everybody, for coming. My name is Vic Wall. I'm the captain of the West District, which is right over on McKenna Boulevard by Elver Park, which most of you probably know. For anyone who doesn't, the Madison Police Department operationally is set up geographically. We have five districts, north, south, east, west, and central. And you folks are all in the West District out here. If you've ever heard me talk before at one of these meetings, you will know that the West District is far and away the biggest and busiest district in the city. In fact, we have about a third of the city's geographic landmass. We have a population of between 85 and 90,000. We have close to a third of the workload and crime in the city. And I say it every time, not that I intend to do this, but if we seceded from the city, we'd be the fifth largest city in the state. So the West District, in terms of population, is we're bigger than La Crosse, bigger than Appleton, Eau Claire, Janesville, Beloit. All those cities, our little district is bigger than. So it's a challenge for us to police because it's such a big geographic area, and there's a number of different issues that we deal with out here which make it challenging for us. I've personally been on the Madison Police Department for 23 years. I've been the district captain now for about 2.5 years. And before I was the captain, I was actually out here back in 2005 through 2008 as the district lieutenant. So I've spent a lot of time working on West District issues. I live in the West District, so I have a real interest beyond professionally in the health and welfare of our community. And all our patrol officers know that I live in the district and that Mike lives in the district, or used to live in the district, so they're very diligent in their efforts. I'll tell you that all that being said, it's been a pretty good year for us thus far in terms of crime. There's been a few areas that have been outliers for us, which includes residential burglaries, which we're going to talk about tonight. But that really is an outlier as far as the district is concerned. Things have been pretty good for us. And there's a lot of good work being done every day by our officers out there on the street to be proactive and solve problems. And so I'm very fortunate to lead such a strong group of people.
If we broke away, would you be the chief?
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. To give this a little more thought. The district has I have three lieutenants that work for me in the district, and one of them is Mike Hansen, who's with me tonight, and I'll let him just introduce himself quick, and then we can forge ahead.
It's great to be here. Thank you. I'm Mike Hansen. I'm, like the captain said, one of three lieutenants here, and I'm in the field, a certain portion on the street, a certain portion in the office, and I work a lot with the neighborhood officers and community police team. I grew up here on Chapel Hill Road on the west side here, and I have a lot of west side pride in me. And I came back in 08 and 09 and was a neighborhood officer out at Betty's, Teresa, loved every minute of it. Went away from here for a little while and just came back here in end of March and love it. Love my assignment, love working in the West District. So very glad that you're out tonight because there's a lot of things to talk about. I know burglaries are on their mind, on everyone's mind, and let's have a good, healthy discussion of some of the issues.
On our agenda, everybody has an agenda, and the back side has statistics. So we've talked briefly about the format, that is that we're going to have a little bit of a presentation by these officers on what's been happening in our neighborhood. But then mostly what we'd like to do is hear from you. So if you do have a question, if you could please write it down, we'll pick them up or you can bring them up here. Does anybody have any already? Just the one that I have. Oh, there's one back there. Good. So maybe as they're speaking to us about the trends, about break-ins and so on, maybe more questions might come up in your mind. And if so, write them down and we'll collect them, okay? So tell us about... as you look at our chart, this is for this current year starting in February. Every once in a while you see a month that looks really bad. Is there any explanation for why it happens? Or?
Well, let me give a couple quick points about what we're seeing this year for residential burglaries, and also talk a little bit about the info that Larry put together there. District-wide, what we're seeing from last year to this year is a pretty small increase in residential burglaries, about 5%, which is actually lagging a little bit our overall increase in calls for service in the West District. So if you look at globally district-wide, our burglaries are pretty consistent with last year. What we're seeing this year that's different is a real spike in a smaller geographic area, which includes this area, kind of the Raymond Road corridor. So it's four of our police sectors, so it's sort of Schrader Road down south, south of Raymond Road, and then going east to Verona, and then west to McKenna. So if you visualize that little area, that's the area where we have seen an increase from last year to this year, an increase of about 40%. So that's, I think, what's rightfully attracted a lot of people's attention, including ours, and what we're really trying to focus on through a number of different ways. Just a word of caution on the crimereports.com data. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on our data sources, but the best way to determine is view those numbers that you get through crimereports.com as approximate. And the reason for that is they're based on what we call incident data, which means they get fed directly to crimereports.com via the 911 center. So sometimes those numbers don't accurately reflect the actual incident. For example, you see somebody sneaking around your neighbor's house. You call in, you call 911, you say, hey, someone's breaking into my neighbor's house. So they enter that as a burglary, they send the cops out. Then the cops get there and it's the neighbor lost his key and he's climbing in the window, or it's the MG&E guy. And it's possibly a harmless explanation, but just the way our system works, that's going to get fed out to crimereports.com as a burglary. So generally, in the area of burglaries, I find that the numbers in crime reports and the incident numbers are about 20 to 30% higher than what actually ends up being burglaries. So that's good news. So if you look at crime reports and see a bunch of burglaries, you can assume that some of those aren't burglaries. Some of those are something else that happened. So, and again, that's not to say that we haven't had an increase, because we have. I just want you to take these numbers with a bit of a grain of salt.
So are there ever break-ins that don't get into crimes.com? If I called a non-emergency number and said I got home on Sunday and somebody obviously broke in while we were gone, but no reason to call 911, they're gone?
If you call the non-emergency number, it actually goes to the same room, the same people as 911.
So it still gets entered?
Different, just a different light that flashes, it still gets entered, correct. Now it's possible that you might call in something sounding benign,
and they enter it as something other than a burglary.
Yeah.
But that happens less frequently than the inverse. Just a couple other points about, general points about burglaries this year. In terms of a cause, we generally see every year some correlation with weather. Weather gets warmer, people are on vacation, they're leaving windows open, they're more active, people are out and about. So you're generally going to see some seasonal variance, and this year is no different. But in terms of the spike this year in this area, I don't have a good answer for why that is. I can tell you that from our experience, crime spikes can often be caused by just an individual group of suspects that might have moved into an area or chosen to target a particular area. 2 years ago, as an example, we had a real spike of burglaries down south of PD by East Pass in that neighborhood. A real aberration, just out of nowhere, a huge spike. And it turns out there was a house in the neighborhood that had been foreclosed on. The mother had moved off to Chicago, and an 18-year-old was in charge and was having friends over, and they'd just come over, they'd party at 2 a.m, they'd just go out and walk through the neighborhood, look for open doors, and commit burglaries. And so this huge spike, which was very concerning to the neighborhood, was all based on literally one group, one address. I don't think that's what we're seeing this year, but sometimes it can be an accumulation of a few of those.
The total number is 100. How many of those have been solved or somebody apprehended as a result of those 100 incidents that have been reported?
Well, I can tell you that I know just in the last month, we have at least 3 different incidents in the district. We've made arrests in burglaries. It's always been patrol personnel making arrests, either in the act or immediately after. All of those cases, the suspects have been juveniles, without exception. In all of them, there's been indication or evidence that they've been involved in a pattern in more than just one. I don't have a specific number for you. What I can tell you is that, you know, clearance rates are what the FBI keeps in terms of arrests that police make, how many crimes we solve, and the clearance rates, our clearance rates for burglary are poor, and nationally, if you look at clearance rates for burglaries, they're very low. It's just a very difficult crime for police to solve, and we're putting a lot of resources into it, but unfortunately, they're very challenging. You combine the fact that there's almost always a time delay when police find out about it, and there's rarely physical evidence for us to process, they just become very challenging when you combine those things. So I can't give you an exact number, because I don't know of those last 3 arrests, if any of them were connected in this neighborhood, any of the others that we were able to tie to those 6 individuals. But we're continuing to put a lot of effort into it. We're trying a number of different initiatives this year to both investigate and to prevent. So it's definitely on the top of our priority list.